News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We're joined by the soon-to-be former Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, who now, of course, is the government's nominee for the European Commission. Minister, thanks indeed for talking to us. Why did you decide to make the move to Brussels?
It's an incredible opportunity to shape policy on an international stage. Ireland is one of 27 member states within the European Union. It comprises almost 450 million people. The European Commission is the executive arm of the European Union as such and is directly involved in the initiation of new legislation, which then ultimately percolates its way through the member states and the European Union. It also proposes new policies. It monitors the implementation of policy across the European Union and also proposes and manages the EU budget over a seven-year period. So it has a direct impact on pretty much every facet of Irish life and of the lives of European citizens from across the European Union. So to have that opportunity on an international stage to shape and influence policy across a whole range of areas, whether it be trade, economic development, energy security, climate action, migration, agriculture, regulation of tech. There are so many different areas where, as a commissioner, I will be directly involved in those decisions and very much look forward to the prospect.
An incredible opportunity, an incredible salary as well. The Irish Times reporting today that you'll be in line for a pay package of €443,000.
Well, whatever the salary in the package is standard and is for all commissioners and is paid for by the EU budget, is not paid for by Irish taxpayers. So, you know, I don't have any say or input.
No, I'm not suggesting you had. I suppose I'm just saying, look, we'd all be the same. Was that part of the appeal of the job?
Certainly not. I was never motivated by money in any decision that I made in my life. I have always been motivated by a desire to give public service, and I will now be continuing in public service, albeit in a different role and on a different stage. I've been an elected representative for 25 years. My first election was to Passage West Town Council in June of 1999 when I was just 22. So I've really enjoyed every moment of that and want to really thank the people of Cork who have supported me every step on the journey. And I will continue to provide public service, but it will now be in a different role, subject to the ratification process.
Sure.
Which, as you know, is quite arduous. And I look forward now to immersing myself in that in the months ahead.
Are you hopeful?
TD, just to be clear, I will remain a TD for the next 4 months or so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Are you hopeful? Because I think one of the reasons that the government nominated you is you're a high profile. You're the Minister for Finance. I think the hope is that you would get one of the more prestigious jobs in the Commission. Is that your hope? Is there particular portfolios you'd be particularly interested in?
I think, given my own background, where my experience lies, what my qualifications are, the skill sets I bring have all been honed in the broad economic and financial area. So that is an area where I could certainly hit the ground running. And there are a number of portfolios within the Commission that would be able to lend themselves to those attributes. But it's competitive, and there will be many member states vying for different positions, and a lot of different factors come into play. But I think the general view is that by sending a senior member of government with economic and financial experience, it does improve the prospect of getting a portfolio that has
been significant. Are you hindered by the fact that it would seem that your four MEP colleagues, four Fianna Fáil MEP colleagues, have all said they will vote against Ursula von der Leyen as the head of the EU Commission? It does look like she is going to be nominated for a second term on Thursday. Does that hinder your chances? I'm sure it won't play very well with Ursula von der Leyen.
Well, subject to the European Council decision later in the week, Ursula von der Leyen, if she comes through that, and I expect she will face a democratic test at the European Parliament, and that will be challenging. The margin was very tight the last time, I think only 9 votes. So every vote does matter. I respect the position taken by our MEPs. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has indicated there will be and there has been already engagement with them. I would point to Ursula von der Leyen's record in the round. She has been a very good friend to Ireland. We should not forget that, particularly during the Brexit negotiations, the Windsor framework. She led a European Union and a European Commission that stood with Ireland shoulder to shoulder. That was important. That mattered. And I think also what she did in leading Europe through COVID, the procurement of vaccines, ensuring that countries like Ireland, who on their own might have found it much more difficult to access vaccines in a timely manner, I think that should be acknowledged.
A good friend to Ireland, not such a good friend to Palestine, I think would be the criticism.
Yeah, she hasn't got everything right, and nor would I think she would claim to have done so. And there has been criticism of that very early visit to Tel Aviv following the horrific attack by Hamas on the 7th of October. And I think she has made commentary on that since. But I always believe that you have to look at somebody's record overall and in the round. And she is most likely to be the president of the commission. She, I believe, will build a successful centre-ground coalition. And we do face a choice as to whether we want to support her or not. And the government will be supporting her and we will be engaged.
Would you urge your MEP colleagues to vote for her then?
I don't think that public pleadings or declarations really are the way to go.
Privately, will you be urging them?
I set out the context in my remarks there and in my answer to you. But we will continue to engage with them. But we respect their mandate. They've been elected by the people in the last few weeks. And I think that has to be acknowledged and recognised and respected. And it will be. But we will have respectful discussions over the days ahead about what is in Ireland's national interest.
Will there be a McGrath name on the ticket in the by-election or general election, whichever it is, in Corkside West, Corkside Central? Your brother obviously performing very strongly in the local elections.
He did. And look, he did not hide the fact that he would like to run at some point, and an opportunity will now arise in the months ahead. But that, again, is subject to the normal process of selection conventions and securing a nomination from the party and so on. And Seamus has been an outstanding councillor. He's got a phenomenal track record electorally, and it's based on his own personal hard work and his record. But you know, he will have more to say in due course.
Okay,
than that.
No, fair enough.
And of course, it's all subject to the normal process of being nominated.
Sure. You're still Minister for Finance. What do you make of the fact that the project director appointed to oversee the planned Dublin Metro system is going to be paid €550,000 a year? That seems like a huge amount of money. I don't know. Off the top of my head, it's nearly twice what the Taoiseach has paid.
Yeah, there has been an extensive process to identify a suitable candidate to lead what will be a multi-billion euro and highly complex infrastructure project that is long overdue, and that we really want to deliver. And the truth is, whether we like it or not, the skill set required to deliver such a project and to do it on time and within budget is rare and is in demand globally. And so following an exhaustive search, a candidate has been identified. And I think we also have to recognise the value of getting the right calibre of person early on, and that increases the prospects of the project being delivered in a manner that is acceptable to government.
He's worth it.
It is cost effective. Time will tell. But I know Minister Ryan and the NTA and the Department of Public Expenditure have been engaging on this for quite some time. And it is important that we get the very best person to deliver what is a multi-billion euro project that has taken far too long.
All right, we will leave it there. Finance Minister Michael McGrath, we wish you well on your move to Brussels. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.